Yeah, but nobody's here.
No. The two of us, I heard
8:15. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. So we're holding on Daf Mem Aleph. Amid Aleph, we're up to the Toshma. We had a machlokas yesterday, very important machlokas between Rav Huna on the one hand and Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, and Rav Yitzchak on the other hand. According to Rav Huna, that's only if he didn't do a maisa. If he did a maisa, then Adam Aser Davar Shem Shalom. We also had, clearly, according to Rav Huna, was a maisa kolder would be Adam Aser Davar Shem Shalom. In the middle, that's the way he was learning in Ula. There was a maisa kolder, which we had to therefore explain the din of being chayav shalosh katos in the case where somebody was shechet b'chutz la'avodas kochavim on Shabbos, that it was referring to the case of chatzi kon hapogom by a chatas ha'or. That was all Rav Shita. Rav Nachman, Rav Amram on the other side. Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, Rav Yitzchak, three shitas against Rav Huna. Hold in on the Meisa Davar Shena Shalom. Rashi learns, we'll see clearly from the Gemara, that this means even with a Meisa Rabba, in on the Meisa Davar Shena Shalom. We asked on them, then why did we have to say the case of chatzi kon hapogom? And the Gemara answers, the reason we mentioned chatas was not because of chatzi kon hapogom, according to them, but rather it was because it wanted to tell us that even though he was Cana, it would be kididei damya. So the Mela, if it would have been chatas behim, but the reason we stress chatas off is because we need to figure out a case in which he would have been chayev, even though he was answering it, because it is kididei damya. Therefore, chatas behim, which would have been his, would have been kididei. Okay, so today we're up to the fourth line of Mem Aleph Amid Aleph, Toshma. Now, vis-a-vis the machlokas that we just had with these two shitas, Rav Huna on the one hand, Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, and Rav Yitzchak on the other hand, what do we say about the following? It says in our Mishnah that if you have two people that are holding the knife and shechting the same animal, echad mikol eil, v'yachad shum davar kasher, shechitato psula, that if one of them has in kavona this thing, then the shechita is possible. Now, the Torah, one of them is the owner, and one of them is the guy who's helping to the shechita. That's what I would assume. So it doesn't seem to matter who has the machshava. If you're going to tell me, hey, not a meisa davar shena shelo, so how does he make the animal possible because of the kavona to one of the things that asserts? How does that prove anything? Maybe the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not interested in addressing the question about a meisa davar shena shelo. The Mishnah may well be talking about that both people doing the Shechita are really owners of the animals. They shechted it together. What's the big deal? Toshma. Okay. How about this? A famous case of Ametame, Amidamea, Aminaseh. Now, note the case of Minaseh. The common denominator of all three of these things is that it's talking about Hezek Sheino Nikar. So if somebody's metame something, you can't detect the tumah in what it is that he made the truma tame. I mean, it looks like truma, smells like truma, tastes like truma. None of us unusable. Let's call designation an ikar. If he mixes chulin and truma, so now he reduces the value of the chulin because it can only be eaten by kohanim. Or if he's menaseh, and again, you cannot detect the nisuch in the product, but lemaisi asas it ba'na'ah. And he does this bishogeg. He did not have in kavona to us or someone else's things, as he thought it was his own. So in that case, he's potter from tashlumim. The reason he's potter from tashlumim is because even though normally adamu diolam, doesn't matter whether he had kavona or didn't have kavona, but the din of hezek sheino nikar is that hezek sheino nikar lav shmei hezek. Therefore, mini rice, it wouldn't be mechayev you. The rabbanan give you a knas for causing hezek sheino nikar. The only place where they gave you such knas was where you intended to do it. But to be kenes, sure, he got the maze that they weren't kenes. So as far as the payment is concerned, you would be potter. The maze said you would be chayv. The question is, what in the world is he talking about? You know, the maze said, inshallah, what's the damage? You were a menasek. What are you supposed to pay him for? You can't answer his wine by being menasek his wine. It's apparently taking for granted over here that in being menasek his wine, you are answering his wine. Now, how do you explain that? Now, this is as far as Moshe Baruch is concerned. This was the raya that Rashi was bringing. Since it says, Minaseh, And if you actually pour the thing out, you still can't answer it. So then apparently, and we're asking this as a kasha, Rivia Sarkshita, and not Machita, so on. So apparently, any mice is not going to answer it. Answers the three shitas. Indeed, it's about what Kitanoim, Kitanoim. Oved kochavim, shenisech yeino shal Yisrael. Shalom b'fnei avodat kochavim. Now, this is a little bit confusing because it's bringing up two different issues over here, just to say a bigger chiddush. One issue is the idol isn't here. So it's telling us what the din is about nisach, not in front of an idol, but with kavana, that it be dedicated to this idol. So an oved kochavim that pours out the wine of Yisrael, it's not in front of the idol, nonetheless he asered it. Rav Yehuda ben Bezerra, on the other hand, and Rav Yehuda ben Bava are both matir the wine. Bifnei shnei dvarim. For two reasons. First of all, you can't be monastic wine thinking about a getchka. You can only be monastic wine if the getchka is actually there. Shenit, furthermore, they hold that the owner of the wine could say to the guy, look, there's no way that you can asser my wine. This is my wine. You want to asser wine? Go take your own wine, Daz. So apparently there is a machlokas tanayim over. There's definitely a shita that holds that it isn't aser, and that's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra and Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava that seems to be chelek ad Rav Huna. There's no way that Rav Huna could work out there. It could only work out of the Tanakhama. But Rav Nachman, Rav Am, and Rav Yitzchak, I want you to note that our shita is not the same machlokas tanayim, because when we say in Adam said davar sheino shelo, it's still true, even according to the Tanakhama in certain circumstances. And where it would be true is that afilu man diomar adam oser davar shein. If we hold, like the Tanakhama seems to be saying over here, the same thing that Rav Huna said, he isn't really saying the same thing that Rav Huna said. Because the case that Rav Huna was talking about was a case of a Yisrael. So he was saying that if a Jew does the shechs l'shem avodas kachavim and so on, we would say that afilu the Tanakhama, such a case is impossible. Because I feel about Yarma Adama said of Ashen or Shah Hanimilikuti that's Dafka the Akram, like we have in this case, where the guy pours out the wine. Alba Yisrael, what do you say? A Yisrael claims that he's shechting Vavidas Kafavi. But Surika Bechav, and he wants to get the guy angry. He doesn't have any intent of going to the church. All he's interested in doing is making the guy his animal. He shechted things that he answered his animal. No. So he wants to shtach him a bit. Now, why should we assume that it's serious? Toshma, shnayim ochazim besakin v'shochatim. Echad ashum echad mikol elu v'echad ashum davar kasher shchitato psuvan over here. It's talking about Yisrael, obviously, because they're doing shchita. So why would the shchita be possible if we assume that he's just kidding around? We're talking about over here a mumer. Now, Rashi is bothered by the fact that we've already answered this question in its other appearance earlier by saying that it's talking about that he's a shutaf. And if he's a shutaf, what do I say? He wants to screw around over here that it's lavedus kachovim to answer it, to make the guy think of him. He's a shutaf in it. So Rashi says, hey, Rachinami, we could have said that. Tosva says, no. The fact that he's a shutaf doesn't mean he's not going to play games. We still need to answer the fact that why we should consider it to be taken seriously. Maybe he wants to get the other shutaf in him. What's the problem? Thomas Rashi and Pulishtim, if it's going to ask hold. As long as it scares the other guy, I'm happy. So therefore, we need to come on to this third. So we're talking about a Yisrael Muna. And Tashma, how about the case of Metamea, Medamea, Menasech, Bishogi Pot, Remezit Chayet? How is somebody who's Menasech going to be Chayet? Obviously, he's talking about a Jew, and the Knas Rabbona Vezek Shenoniker. He didn't answer it because he's only kidding around. Okay, now maybe Yisrael Mumer. There it's also talking about Yisrael Mumer. Omele Ravacha Breda Ravala Ravashi. What defines Yisrael Mumer? Suppose he true bo. We never knew that he was a Yisrael Mumer. We assume that in what he's doing now, he's just playing games, you say. Doesn't really mean to shut up, but if someone wants to get the guy angry. Suppose we give him hatra'ah, and we say to him, don't do that. It's usher. The Torah says you're chayav misa if you do that. And the guy says, yeah, I know, that's why I'm doing it. Is that part of the game? Or is that a Yisrael murmur? How do we look at that? Kibel levat ramai. Omar lei. So Rav Ashi answered him, what are you kidding? He tirat smol mitakar. You're talking about a guy, in order to be makabel hatorah, he has to say, almanat kein ani oseh. I want to get myself killed. Go ahead, do something about it. A guy who's willing to be Meister Nefesh says, I'm doing it, I'm not, to drop dead. So for sure, he's going to be a Yisrael Mummer that will ask him. You're on sabotage. In Shochatin, Lolotov Yamim, Velolotov Neharot, Velolotov Chilim. It's normally also to shecht because of the chashash that we already saw. There are people who like to shecht to the spirit of the sea, the spirit of the wind, the spirit of the desert. But we don't want to shecht into the water because then you may be offering blood as an offering to the spirit of the seas.
Is sitting in the water shechted?
Okay.
What's the top line really?
Yeah, you're at the water's edge. Even though obviously it's advantageous to do that, it's much cleaner. Okay, but since it looks like it, it's ba'ora that you might be shecht with Sarah Shoyam, we don't shecht that way. V'lo toch kelim, nor do we shecht into containers where it looks like you want to use the blood for zrika on some type of idolatrous altar.
Even
if it's a big clean. But if it's mixed with water in a guma, then it's okay. Because then, you're not going to be able to use the blood anyway. And that's not the derech to shecht. It's a tsar of a guma. If you're on a boat, and then it's obvious that you don't want to, if you're on the ground, it's one thing. On a boat, you don't want to get the whole boat filthy. So over there, you can shecht agave kelim in order to get the blood into the kli and then to remove it from the boat and pour it into the water. Ein shochatim leguma kolikar, you cannot shecht into a hollow uga. Rashi has brings two lashonos, uga or ogel. There's also a girsa ogel. Both he says the same thing. Essentially, what it's talking about is the circle that's made like around the gifanim. You know. So we call that a uga, ugiot kefanim. That's why it's called an ogel also. We often find that the two are, we use the same word, uga, ogel. So in other words, it's something that has been hollowed out. It looks, and that was a type of avoda that was done, as we'll see, Sadukim used to do that. But that's the ogel. The guma is where you have a pipe, a ditch that carries the blood, which of course you would do in order to have cleanliness. However, unfortunately, it was a chok of the tzedukim to do this, and so Mimela, in order to avoid that, you don't shecht into a guma. If you're in your home, which sounds like a contradiction. You just said you don't use a guma in any circumstances, and then you say in your home you make a guma. I mean, so why did you say kolikar? And then you say in your home, the Gemara is going to ask us. But don't do the same thing in the market, which now is just redundant, even if we're going to say that the home is different, because you already said don't do it at all. Don't do it in the market. That's the marker of the modern Hebrew word chikui, which is used for duplication, imitation, whereas the actual meaning of the word is lashon chok. So it means, because it's bichukei hatzdukim, shavo yechakeh would mean not to follow in the chokah. It's become a general sense of imitating chikui. Says the Gemara, ein shochatim lo latoch yamim, lo latoch narot. Now, my shochatoch yamim, the reason the law that you can't shecht into a sea is obviously because bishum the lo amrei, we don't want people to say, l'sar the yama kashokri is shechting to the spirit of the sea. So then, why can't we say l'toch uga shomayim? We said that's okay, an uga, as long as it's not a ditch. So why is that? Isn't there a question? I mean, Narcissus also is a a type of avoda. I mean, anything that the goyim view as a type of avoda, so maybe you're shechting to your own reflection. So we should say the bevuah shechting, you're shechting to the reflection in the water. Amar Rava says, Rava, enough in Ani. We would be choshesh that. The case in the Mishnah is talking about ba'achurim shana. The water is dirty. So you don't have a reflection. So if it were a yam or nahar, even though it's dirty, it's also because it's sarash al yam. But if it's in a uga, then it's not a problem. Ain't shocked in the boom. Ain't shochtim laguma. So it's just the question of what you're talking about. First you say ain't shochtim laguma klal. Then you say, but the bias you can make, you can make a guma. And then you say, but don't make a guma in a shuk. Om Rabbeinu, the Reisha is talking about a guma shabashuk. I'm like, well, what do you mean the Reisha is talking about a guma shabashuk? It says afterwards in the sefer, minatani sefer b'shuk lo yasakei. The father Reisha loved b'shuk askin on this. Three different cases over here. One which is a general rule. Two which are specific instances that are not applications of the general rule. How can you read the case of b'shuk into the case of the Reisha, which is said of lo yishkototov guma klal. Our president, you should please take care of yourself because we need to have a check issued for tomorrow morning. Koyvel Carlin stolen, $500. So this coughing and stuff has got to stop. Therefore, says Rava Elam, Rava, I'll tell you about the Pshat and Mishnah. I'm going to do different things. Hachiko Amar. In Shokatim Laguma called Iker. That's a given. I don't care where it is. Shuk, house. You cannot check it to a guma. Now, somebody is in his own rishus. He wants to make sure that things are clean. He's going to check, get blood all over the place. What should he do? And that the Mishnah is giving you an aid. It's a thing like this. You can make a guma as long as you're also making a chutz laguma. A little area around that is an incline. So that the blood, if you check around that area, will end up in the guma. So basically what the Mishnah is saying is, we don't care if the blood gets to the guma, because that's not the chokah that's duke, that's just a drainage ditch. We care about shechting into a guma. So therefore, if you are in your home, so make a guma. What's the problem? As long as you don't shech directly into the guma, so make a mokum around it, in which the blood will come, and then it'll dump shotet viore of the guma. But even that, b'shuk lo yasek, it shouldn't do that in the shuk, because it looks very suspicious. And over there, they'll say, Shalei HaKa, that's the, what are you cleaning up the shuk all of a sudden? So it must be that you have in mind, you don't want to be caught, so you're doing it this way, but you're really being shechting with Tov HaGuma. That you shouldn't do. And indeed, there's a brayse that says exactly like what Rava just said. Tanika Basid Rava. Hayama Halech Basvina. Man is traveling in a boat. Ve'in lo makom basvina lishchot. What does he do? He doesn't have room to shecht in the boat proper. He can't shecht. So therefore, the eighth of the Kli doesn't help. He cannot shecht with the animal's neck over the ocean, because it's not allowed to shecht into the yam. So what do? Motziya do chutz l'svina v'shochet. V'dam shotet v'yoreda do fnei svina. It's okay to shecht in such a way that the blood will, your hand can be over the yam, as long as the blood doesn't flow directly into the yam. And the blood then just goes down the edge of the svina into the yam, which is very similar to our case of the guma. The blood could go into the guma as long as I check into the guma. But furthermore, we have exactly the case of the guma in this braisa. Vein shochet the guma kol iker. And now, as Rav explained in the Mishnah, v'harotzel naker chatzero ketzaros, if somebody wants his chotzer to be clean, what should he do? He can't check into a drainage ditch. Osemakom chutz the guma. So he makes an area on a slight incline outside of the guma. Basically, the way merpesets are supposed to be designed for that little thing, they always go in the other direction, the incline, but to make the incline in the direction of the guma, and the dam is shotet v'yored l'guma, u'b'shuk lo yaseh, ken, mishum shenema, u'b'chukoteyam, lo telechu, don't follow the chukot of the akum, v'im asakin tzarech b'dika acharav, if a guy does something like that in the shuk, it's very suspicious. Better check him out. He might be an agent of Hamas. Yeah, the shuk is for Arabs. See how they do that. Hashochet l'shem Ola, l'shem Zvachim, l'shem Hashem Talui, l'shem Pesach, l'shem Todah, Shchitato psula. Somebody who shechts a type of carbon that he, in fact, an animal, with the shame of a carbon that he could have actually brought, but it could be mine. In other words, he could say, I want something to be an idol. And then if he shechts it, b'chutz, he would be chayev. So over here, even though he doesn't really intend, he never actually made it kodesh as an olah. But he's saying, I'm doing the, spilling the blood of this animal as if it's an olah. We answer that midrabanan because people may think that he actually was begashed at this point and that he's doing shvutechut. So in order to avoid that misunderstanding, they answer the shvita. But this is only if it's a type of carbon that he could have made himself. Therefore, let's say over here, the mission will continue. It's a shame chatas and so on that you can't do yourself. The Gemara is going to ask, how can you shecht for an ashram for an ashram toloi? How can you shecht for a carbon pesach? I mean, that's not something you can do just by yourself, is it? We'll see about this in the Gemara. Rabbi Shimon Machshir, Rabbi Shimon says it's kosher. Now Rashi says the reason Rabbi Shimon says it's kosher is because Rabbi Shimon is not chayish for maris ayin. Tosfos says in this Rashi is completely wrong. There's nothing to do with maris ayin. This is Rabbi Shimon's famous shita that we had before. In the case where somebody is neither and eila almanachak revenu veit chonim. He says it's bechlal not considered to be an oiler because shaloi it's not a kederach amitnadvim. So the issue isn't over here because it's now Mar Zion. It's because there's nothing to be chayshish. Even if he had meant it to be an oiler, it wouldn't have been an oiler. Because I'm checking here b'chutz l'shem oiler that it's not an oiler anyway. And Tosfos brings that the Brice indeed says this beferish on this mission in Rabbi Shimon. So that the pshat seems to be that indeed Rabbi Shimon is machshir because there's nothing to be choshish, even if he had said it beferush. Shnayim ochazim b'sakin v'shochatim, echad l'shum echad mikolelo v'echad l'shum davar kasher. If two people are shechting, one of them has this kavana, the shechita is still possible. On the other hand, ashochet l'shem chatat, you couldn't make something a chatas. Or l'shem asham vadai, you can't make something an asham gezeilah, say. You can't make something a bechor, you can't make it meiser, you can't make it tamura. There's no such thing, actually. It's a l'shem tamura. What does that mean? So there's nothing to be choshish. Shkitatok shira. Ze haklal, you guys are going to ask what the klal is marve. Kol davar, sh'nider v'nidev, ha'shochet shmo asur. Anything which can be brought by you as your own neder, your own adava, the shkita is okay. Is awesome. Because we're choshish, maybe people will think that that's what you're doing. But if it's a type of thing which is ain't a need of a native, like the carbon chatas, so then Hashachadosh won't kasher because there's nothing to be choshish. Says the Gemara, wait a second, Hashem Talui? I mean, understand, Hashem Ayala, yeah, you can certainly bring an idol if you wanted to. How can you just say Hashem Talui? This is one of Richie's favorite Gemaras. Hashem Talui bar neither of nidavu. How can you bring an Hashem Talui? I mean, Hashem Talui is like a very complex case. I mean, there were two pieces that were in the, one is kosher, one is chalev, and you're not sure which one you ate. So how can you say that you just determine, I decided I'm bringing Hashem Talui. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, indeed. This is Rabbi Elazar Shita, which is the Yomer Misnade Vadam Hashem Talui Bechol Yom. You can bring an Hashem Talui every day because you're always feeling guilty. So as Mamela said, you must have done something wrong. So therefore, you can bring that Hashem Talui. No, you don't know. You're just feeling you must have done something wrong. So you bring an Hashem Talui. And Mamela, according to him, an Hashem Talui is a Nidav of a Nidav. What about the Pesach? Pesach is a bar nidav v'nidav. It's a manak aviyah. You can only bring a korban Pesach on Erev Pesach. I'm Rav Osha. Okay, true. But Shani Pesach of Afrashatok. I mean, you could make your korban Pesach any day of the year. Doesn't mean you could bring it. So if he's saying it, so people think, okay, he was mocked for shit as a korban Pesach, and now he's shechting at the wrong time. And so that'll be a shlomim, whatever. But he's shechting b'chutz. Omer Rabbiana says, Rabbiana, the only chashash in the Mishnah is on animals that could be mistaken for korbanos. They have to be tmimim. If they're balei mumim, it's clear that the guy is just talking with dvarim shel ma bekach. Mida yadia. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, not necessarily. Afilu bali muminami. I mean, who's to say that the mum is so evident to people? Zimnin, the rami le mini amum avaloyadia. I mean, what if something, a saddle falls over the mum, or a label or something falls over the mum? The person doesn't notice it. It certainly, it could be a churva will be yitzimimimim, that people will think that you could be magdish bismana, shaykhat kutsar, something good. So, mamela, we ask it even if it's a bomb. Ashokat Hashem Chata, so Rabbi Yochanan Hashem Hashem Mechuyev Chata. No, even as long as he could, even now you could make a korban, then we'll be also for Shkitat Chutz. Yeah, it would be, that's why we have to be careful with Bechor and so on. We're very careful with these things, make sure we don't commit any forgiving. So says Rabbi Yochanan, when we say Ashokat Hashem Chata, the only reason we don't have to be chayish is because only we assume the guy's not chayav a chatas. But if we know that somebody's mechuyev a chatas, so then we have to be chayish. How do we know he doesn't have a mind? If he says l'shem chatat, that he means he's bringing it for a korban chatas that he owes. You can't say that. I mean, a guy can't just say, I'm bringing this l'shem chatas. You can say l'shem oivah. If you want to be miyachad a korban chatas, you have to say, this is the chatas for the chet that I'm chayim against the state. This is a chatas. It's interesting. This is a chatas. You can make a korban chatas. So even if he shechted l'shem chatas, what's Rabbi Yochanan's problem? It's b'chuyev chatas. Rashi says, and of course everybody would know that he's chayev chatas because somebody who is chayev chatas is going to be mefarsem the fact that he did the chet because he wants a kafara since it's b'shege. In other words, there's no the din that you're not supposed to be mefarsem the chet is b'mezid, but b'shege you should be a kafara for him. So he would want to be mefarsem.
He has a sin. He wants to bring his chatos.
No, he doesn't want to bring his chatos. But we're afraid that people will think that when he says this is l'shem chatos, he means the chatos for his sin. And therefore, we will answer it. And it would be similar to the Eila, because a guy who's chayav a chatas, for him to say l'shem chatat is the same as a normal guy saying l'shem olah. That's not true, because he doesn't say l'shem chatati. So you can't make a chatas a korban by saying l'shem chatat, you have to say l'shem chatati. So what's Rabbi Yochanan's problem? Rabbi Avu says Rabbi Yochanan's problem was in a case where he did say l'shem chatati. Rabbi Yochanan is just pointing out that chatas is not necessarily out of the picture over here. In a case where a person was mechuyev a chatas, you could have exactly the same situation where he said the shem chatas. You know, he just meant that, you know, I feel that I, you know, the loss of the money in this animal, whatever, you know, it should be a kapara on my chet. But lamaisa, we asked it because people will say that he made it a korban chatas. And if he says the shem tmura, says Reb Lezer, it's the same thing. Loshano shein lo zevach betoch beito. V'yeshlo zevach betoch beito. Let's say the guy has a korban in his house. So then he says the shame to Mura, then people will say him, or they'll think that themselves a Muri Amirbe. He is now making it a Tmura. And he's shakting Machutz. How can he do that? If he has his Zevach in his house, yeah. We'll talk about the. If what? The aliens are going to take them. What's the question? Yeah. How is he going to make it into a tamura by saying zu tamura? This is a korban tamura. That's another thing. If you want to make something a tamura, you have to make it a tamura. A tamura of what? A tamura of this. Let's say, what is a tamura? You can't say, this is a tamura. There's no such thing as a korban tamura. As says the Gemara, and afinami, I'm Reb Avu, that Reb Elazar meant. If a man says l'shem tumurat zikhi, and he has a zebach in his rishus, so then enoch inami, you'd have to be precious that people think that it really is a tumur. Zeaklal. Now, what is the zeaklal coming to talk about? Vasiyemai. Well, could be coming to talk about an interesting case. Olat nazir. Because you would have thought on olat nazir, what are people going to be precious? He's not a Nazir. How could he bring in a lot of Nazir? It's not like a regular Nazir. So, Ma'adatema, you might think in such a case there's no problem. How long are that?
Kamash from the Mishnah Zach. Well, as long as it's Nidah V'Nidah, including the Zeros. And people will say, okay, maybe not a Betzina. Maybe nobody knows about it. So that's the first part. Second part of the Zach law, She'eino Nidah V'Nidah V'Lasiyamai.
What is that coming to add? That's coming to add an Olad Yoledet. You can't be Mechayev yourself in an Olad Yoledet. Says Rebbe Elazar, but that's only if he doesn't have a wife. Then you have to worry that maybe it's a Yoledet for her.
He said, Olad Yoledet. I mean, if he wants to bring it for his wife, so he has to say, Olad Ishti. So then it's pshita. I understand. A guy has a wife. He's saying he's bringing a carbon for Yoledes, for his wife. So what's the chiddush?
Because ma the teme need to the yalda kalah.
Everybody knows his wife didn't have a baby. So what's he bringing in Olas Yoledes? She hasn't had a baby in 10 years, maybe. So what's Shrek say? He says Olas Yoledes.
Nonetheless,
how do we know she didn't have a miscarriage in a state that was already b'chayev her, stage that was already b'chayev her carbon?
In which case, people will think that he really did bring it, that he really did bring it as a carbon.
And if he says, Hashem olat ishti, then in a finami, it would be us. And that's what it's coming now, to include.
Hadron Allah hashochet. Elo trefot bibehima. Hold on to your hats.
What a day to start Elo trefos on a Friday, I'm telling you.
It's, this is lo pashut. You better come on time tomorrow, Rich. And bring your pictures. Very good, that's right, bring your pictures. The book. The band pictures.
What did they bring? A pen?
A sheep.
Yeah. So to be mocked when they came to the Beit HaMikdash.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing.
That's it?
Yeah,
exactly.
It's incredible. The exact same story. Every argument, all the.
Yeah. Yes. Very interesting. Fascinating.